if you're a Kentucky boy or girl, how many of y'all are? Well, see, y'all probably watch the Indy 500, maybe, and you'd watch and tune in to Back Home in Indiana or whatever that song is of our state. But there's a point in time right before the Derby, it's, well, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. And all the drunks are singing along and everybody's got tears. I still get tears. I'm not drunk, but I still get tears in my eyes, okay? And the reason I just thought about why, I just thought it was catchy and people might, you know. Anyway, I don't even know if any of y'all got it. But the amazing thing is I noticed something. When I was a kid, my mom and dad was from the country. You know, we call it the country. And Derby Day, something special happened. We didn't get drunk. We didn't drink mixed juleps. We didn't do any of that stuff. But we did something every year on Derby Day, and it was called planting the garden. Because that was the safe day when you, well, I don't know about this year, but that was a safe day when you could be pretty sure that there wasn't going to be another frost. So I believe God is going to plant all kinds of seeds. I think this is a prophetic thing here. I really do. And besides that, today was a national day of prayer. I think that's a very, and we didn't plan none of this. It's like, that sounds like a good day. And then you get to looking at things. You go, wow. And there was one other thing. For about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, about 2 weeks ago, I'm going through with my riding mower, my Dixie Chopper, just zooming through the parking lot, and I saw this. This crazy bird comes up and is going to take on this 1,500-pound mower. I'm like, what is this? And there's these really stupid birds that build their nest in the gravel. I shouldn't say stupid. God, you know, put that in. For some reason, they like rocks. And so I'm not going to tell you where it is because boys like to go rip them off and tear them up. They already got one nest. But anyway, I'm praying, God, please, as much as this mama wants to defend, I walked up there the other day and that thing was flogging my feet. This little thing's going against me. I'm like, man, mothers could learn from that in America. I'm like, man, she's laying her life down for this. And I'm thinking, Jesus, please let these eggs hatch and let them not get run over by a car, you know, protect them. Of course, I'm going to go out there and put caution tape around it. And I thought, no, if I do that, that'll draw attention to it. So just, you know, consider the birds are there, right? And so yesterday I was mowing and she's going off again. There's 4 eggs in there. Today I walked over there and 3 of them were hatched. And she's really going nuts now. And I'm thinking, this is awesome. These birds, it's Holly's song, these birds hatched on the day that we're starting. I know, am I reading something into this? But I really believe it's birth. And tonight I went to see how they's doing, and the babies took off running. I'm going, my gosh, they were just born. This is insane. So it's awesome to have Randy and Joanna from Dallas, Texas, that little old evangelist from Dallas, Texas, man. You got anything you want to say, Randy? Or
sure, I'll say it. I'll always say
it. Praise the Lord. It's an honor to have y'all here.
Hallelujah. I'm glad you used the word little old. I love that. Nobody says that about me. It's just so good to be in a place that you feel like you're at home. And we feel that way here. And I know I've said this before, but it's only because it's the truth, and I mean every word I say. It's just comfortable to see a bunch of faces that we know and love and trust, and this house is free, and we know it is, and it makes a big difference in how we operate in our ministry. Amen?
Amen.
So I want to thank y'all for coming out tonight. It's been excellent. So I was thinking today, and I know I wanted to share this. Even Pastor Mark said something about it a while ago. There's times and there's people that will come up to me and say, do you really think that God hears all of my prayers? Come on. And And my standard answer was, I said, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, he certainly does. He hears every, how many knows about that movie where the kid went to heaven? Heaven's for real? Heaven's for real, isn't it? Well, in that, when that little boy, I remember reading the book, and that little boy said, do you realize that every prayer that comes up to heaven, God hears? And I absolutely believe that. Amen? Absolutely. So don't forget that God hears your prayers. Now you go, well, why didn't he do this and why didn't he do that? Well, I don't know. That's not up to me. That's up to him. Come on. That's just like people say, well, why didn't this one get healed and y'all prayed for him? Well, we're not the healer. Come on. We don't know these things. There's still some mysteries. Amen? So what I wanted to tell you, and I don't know why, because this is sort of a deal that I've had to deal with over the past few years. And the question I want to ask you tonight is, are you hearing from God? Ooh, got quiet in here all of a sudden. And I hear a lot of people go, well, I don't always know when I hear from God. Come on. I know you. Somebody just said that. And I understand that to a certain point, except for you need to be having your ears this way all the time trying to listen to what he's telling us. He's talking to us all the time. And my biggest fear in this whole thing ever is for him to be telling me something and I miss it. Yeah. Trust me, I'm telling you. I'm not afraid of hardly anything, but that's one thing I'm afraid of. I want to have my ears here to where I can hear him. And I'll tell you an example. This is kind of it's a tough example, especially for me. We were headed into this church. We were going to stay in a hotel that night. I'd driven one of those 12, 13-hour marathons that day, and I was pretty tired. No, I was very tired. And Joanna knows this little girl in Pennsylvania. We go so many places, I forget what's what. Young girl, I mean, she just on fire for God, taking people to church with her, doing what she should be doing. Come on. It's a shame that all of us don't do that. Anyway, moving right along. I'm going to cut through some of this, but she was talking to this little girl on the phone. They talk quite frequently, and she was saying these different things and whatnot. And I was sort of paying attention, but I wasn't. I was tired and trying to find this hotel, and I need to hurry up. I'm ready to get horizontal, you know. And so I'm driving down the road, and I hear the words, don't do it. Okay, don't do what? Okay, so I keep on going, and they're talking, and you know how these women are about talking. Anyway, yeah, like I said, moving right along. They kept on talking, and I hear it again. Don't do it. And that's all I hear. Come on, there's a lesson here, I'm telling you right now. And so they keep talking and finally get off the phone. So I didn't say anything to Joanna about what I heard. And so a little while went on, and was it her grandmother? Grandmother called and said, did you talk to this girl? And she said, yeah, I just got off the phone with her not too long ago. And she said, well, we can't find her. Did she say where she was? Joanna said, yeah, she said she's going to the park. And didn't think much about that. And then she said, but I'm going, something about going home. You didn't think about that. Yeah. So later on that night, we get another call. This one is a lot worse. And come to find out, she was going to the park to hang herself, which she succeeded in doing. except that right before she absolutely expired, the branch broke and she fell to the ground. However, the ambulance was able to get there and they got her to the hospital. Now, she is still comatose to this day and whatnot. But what I want, that's just part of what I want to tell you. When we hear these things, we need to speak about it. We need to talk about it. We need to say it. We need to do this. You see what I'm saying? What if I would have said to Joanna, tell her don't do it? Come on. I got chills again because I have to live with this. I don't know to this day whether it would have worked. I have no idea. But what if it did? Come on. Come on. What if it did? So I have started listening even more. And no matter how stupid or ignorant or crazy these things sound, and sometimes they do, because you say, you know, you hear, well, the Lord said this, or well, I don't know whether that was the Lord or not, but it sounded really crazy. Don't ignore it. Ooh, come on. So, you know, I had no idea what they were talking about. I just hear listen, when we're riding down the road, I always hear one-sided conversations, hers. So I got to fill in a lot of blanks. So anyway, I wanted to share that for some reason tonight. I have no idea why. There's got to be a reason, because when I get up here, I have no idea what I'm going to say. So the Holy Spirit does this. Come on. I just do what the Holy Spirit tells me to do. Come on. So, you know, are we going to mess up if we do that? No. Are we going to do better? Are we going to be better off if we do that? Yes. Are we going to make a mistake if we do what the Holy Spirit? No. Come on. So anyway, keep this in the front of your mind. Keep your ears open and listen, because He is talking. And I tell you, as crazy as it's getting out there today, I think He's talking a lot. Amen. Amen. So we really need to keep our ears open. Amen. Let's give Jesus a hand right quick. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Okay. Keep your hands to clapping together and welcome Joanna up here. Let's see what she has for us.
Now let's give the Lord a great big hand. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm still hungry for a mighty move of God. I'm still hungry. Pour out your Holy Ghost. Lord, we long to see the hand of God move mightily inside this place tonight. That's why we're all here, because we're hungry. Yes, we're hungry for your move, dear God. Lord, I'm hungry for your mighty move, dear God. Lord, we're thirsty. Pour out your Holy Ghost. Lord, I long to see the hand of God move mightily inside of me, 'cause I'm still hungry. Yes, I'm still hungry. It didn't change. Nothing has changed. I'm still hungry for